Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today, as always, by Josh Clark.
Howdy, Candace.
Josh with the Canna Fresca in the studio.
Yeah. I asked our producer, Jerry, if I could bring it in. She said yes.
So no, I was trying to sound like a game of Clue in which you trace down a murderer.
Oh, gotcha. That's funny that you bring that up, because I have a question about murder. It's a murder most foul, actually.
Murder, he spoke.
Yeah, so I was looking at some crime statistics during lunch, which I usually do, and I found out that the murder rate in the U.S. Declined by 1.1% in 2007. Did you know that?
That's excellent news.
It is. It's good news. The bad news is about 17,000 people still lost their lives at the hands of somebody else. But if you really look at these lists of statistics, the U.S. ranks 24th per capita in murders. India is at the first. They had like 34,000 murders, but they also have like a billion, you know, citizens.
Yeah.
So it kind of works out. And I started thinking, you know, India's been around a really long time. And there's probably been so many murders. We have no idea who committed the first murder in India, right?
Yeah, but we actually know who did that in the U.S. I know you're a fan of firsts and number ones and top tens and things like that. We actually know that John Billington was the very first murderer in America.
Yeah, that is exactly right. He had a pretty checkered past, right?
He did.
He came over on the Mayflower originally, but he wasn't a Puritan by anyone's stretch of the imagination. He was actually in the group called the Strangers.
Right. The people aboard the Mayflower divided themselves into the Saints and Strangers groups. And essentially, if you were a saint, it meant that you were a Puritan. You were escaping religious persecution. If you were a stranger, however, you may have been coming over for more mercenary means, or perhaps you just wanted to start life anew.
Or make some money.
Mercenary means, yes.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you meant like to, you know, just kill, 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 that kind of thing, like John Billington.
Ah, yeah, back to him.
You know, their troubles, it wasn't just Mr. John Billington that was a handful. His whole family just caused headache after headache for the Puritans in Plymouth Colony, right? Mm-hmm. Even on the way over on the Mayflower, one of his sons started firing his father's gun in a closed room with an open keg of black powder. Could have just torn the ship to shreds. Luckily, it didn't. And as far as I know, the boy probably got a pretty sound thrashing for it.
And it gets worse, because once they actually landed at Plymouth, essentially John Billington refused to serve in the local militia.
Yeah, which I think they count as America's first crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, he Miles Standish actually tried to create a conscription, forced military service, and Mr. Billington would have nothing to do with it. He was apparently not much of a team player.
Well, and the reason for that may be attributed to the fact that he didn't align all of his beliefs with the Puritan lifestyle, and all of the leaders, the elected leaders at least, were of Puritan background, and he saw things a little bit differently.
He definitely did. He was accused of basically an anti-government conspiracy, a move to topple the Puritan leaders. And like I said, he wasn't the only Billington who was kind of problematic. One of his sons wandered off, gets himself captured by Native Americans, and like a search and rescue party of 10 men had to go out and find him.
And they
spent a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they actually located him near Cape Cod.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just an aimless wandering. He really kind of booked it. And then once he got captured, they took him pretty far away.
Exactly. So they had to go rescue him. They put all their lives in jeopardy. They put the colonists' lives in jeopardy by alerting, you know, their presence to these tribes who had no idea they were there. So Billington eventually gets this horrible reputation around there. William Bradford, the governor of Plymouth Colony, hates him. I mean, just can't stand him or his family. Finds him profane. I think he says, calls him a knave, which means a scoundrel. If Bradford doesn't like you, you're probably in big trouble. Although, I don't think Bradford made much trouble for Billington. I think Billington made it for himself, right? Mm-hmm. There was this guy named William Newcomen. And he was actually a newcomer to the colonies.
Hence the name.
Yeah, he didn't know, you know, what the score was with the Billingtons. And apparently, one day is out on Billington's property and gets in a quarrel with him. And Billington shoots him and kills him, right? America's first murder. So now Billington has America's first crime by refusing forced conscription. He is America's first murderer, and he pulls a total trifecta by becoming the first person ever executed by the state in the New World. He is hanged, and even after he's dead and buried, his family continues to make trouble. His daughter Dorcas is... His granddaughter Dorcas, thank you, is accused of fornication. His wife is accused and charged with slander for another unrelated crime. She ends up in the stocks and is whipped. And basically, his whole family just continues to wreak havoc on Plymouth Colony. It's his legacy, right? But I had heard that as far as Bradford goes, because he's so disliked Billington, he may have painted, you know, a picture of him that wasn't 100% accurate. So I guess my question to you is it fact or fiction that John Billington deserves to be reviled as America's first murderer?
It really depends a lot on interpretation of history, and I'm going to go ahead and be gutsy and say that it's fiction. He does not deserve the onus of being America's first murderer. And it, just to demystify a lot of the facts surrounding him, like you've mentioned, Bradford was no fan of the Billingtons. But the Billingtons, really, if you put them in context with the other families in Plymouth at this time, they might not have been that bad. For instance, when his wife Eleanor was accused of slander, no one ever recorded what it was that she said. And yeah, maybe Dorcas was accused of fornication, mm-hmm. but a lot of other 20-somethings were fornicating too, some even with animals. So,
yes, bestiality.
Yeah,
huh?
There
well,
you have it.
Well, that definitely does bring things into perspective,
right.
Barreling into perspective, actually.
And with John Billington himself, we're not really sure, you know, if he was just finally pushed to his limits. Apparently, he was, you know, sort of after a land grab. He didn't really have a lot of property of his own because he wasn't on the first shipment of pilgrims over to Plymouth. And so he knew that Billington was rather despised among his fellow townspeople. And mm-hmm. so he took advantage of trespassing on Billington's property and sort of picking fights with him.
So wait, you're saying Newcomen was no, you know, babe in the woods, no innocent doe-eyed perfect.
Precisely, precisely. And so when Billington had finally had it up to his eyeballs, he sort of lured him into the woods. They picked a fight. He was shot. But again, history is pretty fuzzy on this point. We don't know if he was shot point blank in the head, if he was shot in the shoulder and got an infection and died a couple of days later. But Billington ultimately paid the price. And as far as his family legacy, you know, you remember how John Jr. wandered off and met up with the American Indians.
Yeah.
When he came back, records say he was behung with beads. So he's wearing the mark of the American Indian tribes. And maybe some people looked askew at him and thought, we're not quite sure about this. Is he in some sort of secret contact with them? But ultimately, some historians think that John Jr. Billington paved diplomatic inroads with the American Indian tribes.
You know, I guess that's true by basically forcing contact by wandering off and having to be rescued, right?
Exactly.
So was it a peaceful, did they hand him over peacefully, I guess, then?
Yeah, they did. They did. And, you know, it's funny because today the Mayflower Society is one of the most elite organizations that you can be a member of, aside of, you know, from something like DAR or Sons of the American Revolution. You know, you have to go to a lot of genealogical effort to trace back your roots to the pilgrims who came over. And there's a list of 29 people from whom you can be descended in order to claim membership in the Mayflower Society. And John Billington is on that list.
Oh, okay.
So even though he turned out to be kind of a rogue, at least in the eyes of Bradford, you can still claim lineage from him and be a part of this elite organization.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, even though the pilgrims might not have claimed him for their own, you can.
Right. Well, I mean, he was on the Mayflower after all. He did sign the Mayflower Compact, so it makes sense.
There you have it.
Well, thank you very much for setting my head straight. I'll be a little more objective from now on, Candace.
It sounds good, as one should always be when reading the facts of history. You can learn even more about Billington, John Billington, Dorcas, Eleanor, and the whole crew.
Dorcas.
And who is America's first murderer on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.